morning. The reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, starting at verse 16. The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Last week in his talk, for those of you who are here, Anthony brought us to the point where the two Marys were on their way to the tomb where Jesus had been laid. They met an angel who told them that Jesus was not in the tomb, but had risen from the dead, just as he said he would, showing them that the tomb was now empty. The angel then said to the two Marys, "Go quickly and tell the disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, running to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus meets them. "Greetings," he says. The two women came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. They clearly both knew that this was the living, risen Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." On hearing this, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. There were only 11, as Judas had not yet been decided, his replacement had not yet been decided. Can you imagine the emotions that those disciples would have felt on meeting Jesus? And what came to mind when I was reading this passage was especially Peter, who only a couple of days earlier had betrayed Jesus by denying his knowledge of him. In fact, he betrayed Jesus three times, and yet now Jesus sees them all and calls them his brothers. No longer disciples, but a much more intimate relationship with these who are going to carry on where he left off. Or does he? So they're no longer his disciples. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But even now, some doubted. This verse infers that all the disciples worshipped the risen Jesus, perhaps by laying prostrate on the ground. Probably that would have been the custom. But that some doubted that it was who he said he was, and Thomas is not mentioned by this name, something wasn't quite right. Many years ago, I was watching a television science program. It was an experiment. And everybody in the room, bar one, had been told that at a signal, they would stand up. And the camera was on the one sole person that hadn't been told what was happening. At the signal, everybody stood up. That person stood up within about a second. There is a sense sometimes when we want to conform, and maybe that's what the disciples were doing. They wanted to conform, they wanted to do the right thing, but weren't quite at that place yet, to be able to fully accept that Jesus was there and what he was going to say to them. For those doubting that Jesus was real, it appears they still wanted to conform. So perhaps some of them were still at sea waiting to be rescued. They'd had a difficult time. They'd hidden away. They feared that they would be next. They'd lost faith. And yet Jesus was there with them. And that's true for us. If we don't keep our eyes on Jesus, it is possible to start drifting away. This is where the body of Christ is really important. And we have the body of Christ here at Christ Church, St Andrew's. And we need to worship, pray, praise, read, hear the gospel together, socializing, reaching out to those who don't know Jesus yet. But we cannot do any of these successfully in our own strength. Similar, nor could the disciples. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Jesus now has come to all 11 disciples and says that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, receive this great commission. And this passage that we've had this morning is all about the great commission to go out and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing those new disciples in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus empowers the disciples to fulfill the need to commission others. Then Jesus goes on to remind them of all that they had learnt from him as his disciples, his followers, by teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. I looked at that word commanded to see, did it mean more? And it does in some sense. It means everything he has taught the disciples. It's everything since the day he called them into his service to be disciples. And that word disciples can be translated as being students. So initially they had a lot to learn. They were fishermen. They had different jobs. They were going in a different direction in life when Jesus met them. And here they were before him, commanding them in this sense of meaning he has taught the disciples everything that they need. And then Jesus assures them that he will be with his disciples, his followers, who believe in him now and always to the very end of the age. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. That's eternity. However long that age is, it's their lifetime. And I sort of tried to do a calculation. Because we here in this room, for those of us who are on the journey, those of us who are Christians, we have had someone in our lives or groups of people in our lives who have shared the gospel. They have been disciples. They have been doing the Great Commission. And I just worked out, if only it was every 50 years that somebody did that, that's 400 people came before us, that we as individuals may be here as Christians. But that isn't where it stops, because we are now part of the Great Commission. This reading is for us. That's what we're called to do. We have very shortly Thy Kingdom Come, which we've been doing for quite a few years now, where it's all about building us as a body but reaching out to those who don't know Jesus yet. The most important thing, I think, in my life was when my wife Susan became a Christian, because I wasn't a Christian at the time. She had an experience which brought her into faith. And it went back, I think, to having our children baptized and promises that were made to God in the past. She may, after this, be able to talk to you about it for herself. For me, I was very frustrated because I started taking the children to junior church, and when Susan wasn't well, and then a time came when I wanted to be in as a Christian. I really, really wanted it, and I couldn't do anything. I don't know what I had to do. And then one day, walking towards church, Susan and I were having a debate. I can't remember now whether it was to the vicar to talk about it or whether it was to church. But anyway, I was on the road, and suddenly I heard a voice in my head saying, John, just take a step of faith. And I took that step of faith, and suddenly I was on the inside, no longer on the outside. And I think for some of us, that's how life is. We feel we're on the outside. But yet, we're so close, all we need to do is to invite him into our lives. Let us pray. Father God, this is a time of all times, that we need to have you in our lives, leading us, guiding us, equipping us, empowering us by your Holy Spirit, to continue the Great Commission, to reach out to our family, our friends, our neighbours, those whom we work with. This is the call on our lives for all of us who've received Christ and now need the passion to share all that he has done for us, that others may be rescued from this world of deceit, of war, of unrest, of greed, all the things that are against what Jesus would want for us. So I pray, Lord, that you empower us by your Holy Spirit to recognize the opportunities we have to reach out to those who don't know you yet. In Jesus' name, amen.